let's get this show started. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. I'm lean, blue, 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 blue. Oh, my God. Dawson's Creek was so good.
I never had it. I never had Dawson's Creek. I was too young.
Okay, you need to go back and watch Dawson's Creek, if only so you can watch the episode when they have the fucking talent show and Joey Potter, a.k.a. Katie Holmes, sings the most busted-ass version of On My Own from Les Mis, I think.
When I lose my way, I close my eyes and he is found.
Why did they? It's so ambitious.
She's like, I'm my own. It's like half smile all the time. Barely above a whisper. I'm like, this is trash.
Okay,
this
is that trash. A moment where somebody like falls in love with her because she's singing?
I think so.
Joey, you and I are meant to be.
I hate that. Actually, that like happened with Mandy Moore in like A Walk to Remember. Do you remember when she was like, I pray to be only yours, I know now. You're my only hope. And then Shane West is like, horny.
I just remember when she did Candy and I was like, LOL, what?
Yeah, that single's pretty insane. It was like so not Britney Spears. It was like very low budge. And I think she was on a pier and she's like, I'm missing you like candy. But like, why was she not having candy?
Yeah, and it was also like, I just remember her wearing like a lot of flowy capris.
Yeah.
And like wedge sandals. And I was like, oof.
I've seen every Mandy Moore meet. Ugh, Jesus. I've seen every Mandy Moore meme is what I said. Oh my God, I'm quitting podcasting. Ow!
Time for another Two Dope Queens bonus episode.
Yeah, and I love these bonus episodes this year because we got motherfucking women dominating the space. Today we've got the fab Michaela Watkins from Hulu's Casual. And the very funny, sweet and charming, really hot Gillian Jacobs from Don't Think Twice and the show Love.
Yeah, and just as an FYI, me and Alana Glazer are chatting with Gillian on this one because Jessica was at the Sundance Film Festival selling her movie to Netflix, which you better fucking watch because it's really good. Oh, yeah, because Jessica is a goddess and a future Oscar winner.
Kill me. Anyway, let's get started with this episode. I'm so excited about our next guest.
She is talented. She's hilarious. I'm such a big fan of her. I'm so glad she said yes to doing the show tonight. You've seen her on Hulu's Casual. Please give it up for Michaela Watkins! Hello.
That's hot. That
looks amazing.
Good.
That was really hot. Yeah.
Like, I love your outfit right now. It looks
thank
good.
You.
It's glamour.
It's very like Diane Lane looking for a new man, like in all the movies, you know?
Yeah.
Like she went through a bad relationship and now she's back.
Bad divorce.
Know?
And she's like, I just signed the divorce papers. I got this.
Yeah. That is like what? 75% of her movies.
Yeah.
Wait. Somebody's knocking on my bookstore. I should say I never like what I'm wearing, so this is a moment.
It's a sight, yeah.
But
yeah.
Also, I went to the Beyonce concert, and most people enjoyed the music and the dancing and the singing and the energy. But I was like, oh, I get it. She makes her shoulders look fierce so that her midsection looks tiny. And I was like,
tell me this theory.
This
is like a truther. You're like kind of truthing right now. You're like a Woody Harrelson character in a minivan. Yeah. Like, okay.
That
How does
is
she
true.
Make her shoulders
that
look
That is true
fierce?
Because you bring the attentions to your shoulder. Your shoulders look wide. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
If I did that in my normal sweatshirt that says the name of my show on it, which is all I normally wear.
Your swag.
It wouldn't work. Yeah, with my fleece that says the, but But this, see, I was like, I get it. Like, make the shoulders broad and then, like, everything. And now you're just really drawn to my tiny waist right now.
Okay, let's go back to this Beyonce concert because yeah. I missed it because I was working.
So did I, because I was like, shoulders.
No. And then... So walk us through the Beyonce, because Jess missed the concert too because she was working. So walk us through the experience. Like, it's unfair that two black women missed out on this.
Yeah, it is.
So you got to relay this with accuracy, with detail, with emotion.
Yeah. It was the Rose Bowl. I went with 12 women of a certain age. We got a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc.
This is literally Diane Lane again.
Yeah.
Cool.
But this is also Jess and I because we went to Billy Joel with white wine too. So we
like had rosé and we like snuck it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We got into Uber. The Uber couldn't get close. We got out on a highway and walked along the highway in Pasadena. Who else did that? Y'all did that. Yeah.
Wow.
I had a pee. Oh, everybody's peed on a highway.
Oh, yeah.
Going to
a
concert.
Yeah.
But anyway, got there, eventually got in. Right. It was like a movie. It was like, you know how in movies nobody ever sits around and waits for an hour for the band to start, you know? So it was like that. We just walked in and we're like, sit down, lights go out. Like, you know, it starts. I was like, oh, this is meant to be. I'm meant to see this.
Yeah.
And, and then there was like a skyscraper that she, you know, you watch her on a movie, and then in the very, very, very far distance is it like a tiny pink glittery pinprick, and that's her.
Damn. So
that's what it was.
That sounds like but so liberating.
It was.
Like
but
that.
At some point she's like, you know, I mean, she was just like, yell if you're, you know, feeling it. And then you're just like,
wait, that's what she said.
Do you hate it? Could you think of a better reason to yell?
No, but like, yell if you're feeling it. It's like, what?
Wait.
I'm so sorry. I really paraphrased.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I feel, no.
I was like, you're
so
married
sorry.
To Jay-Z. Come on, something better than that.
But I feel like if Beyonce yelled, yell if you feel it, everybody would take their clothes off.
I would like, keep my clothes on. I would keep my clothes on out of defiance.
Take my clothes off. I would like open my legs and let it fly. I would.
What's flying out? What are you keeping
in
there?
It's like my whole vagina like detaches and then circles the whole fucking stadium. And it's like, you know when Oprah's like, yeah! Like, that's me yelling about my vajayjay.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
Thank you.
That's fair.
I never ask me to tell you about a Beyonce concert ever again because that's accurate. And you weren't, and you weren't even there.
It wasn't.
And,
but as soon as you said, yell if you're feeling it, I really, like, knew what you meant.
Yeah. I was like, can I get a refund? That's a shitty battle cry.
Here's the deal. Okay, so she's taking me to a U2 concert in a few months. Oh. And if they
you
yell...
You guys are supposed to be on my fucking side.
Get back here. You finish the show. That's what Bono would want.
That's true. That's literally so true.
Do you think Bono knows who I am?
Yeah, he has to.
Are you guys just saying that? Cause
No.
I mean,
yeah.
He won't touch my
hair. Yeah, he's woke.
He gets
it. Woke.
It's a great immigrant story. I mean, I love it. It is. They're from Ireland. That counts. It fucking counts. What? How am I the monster here? He is an immigrant. Like, okay.
No. Nope, get back here.
Next, I'm just gonna like slowly take out my weed. Yeah.
Start unraveling. It's funny because it never starts from the top.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten braids before?
No, I've not. My cool. family, my family didn't ever go like, let's go to a beach in Cancun and blah, blah, blah. Like all the white yeah. girls in my high school came back with like orange skin and braids,
like the Bo-Derek sort of
yeah,
like coming
yeah,
out of the water.
Yeah,
yeah, I had a lot of that in this area as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of that.
So what's no. your hair journey been?
My hair journey, I
because it looks so good. Yeah, it looks so good tonight. Really.
Thank you. Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Seriously.
I've had the same hairstyle.
Said no since... black woman ever.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
I just yeah since fourth grade. This is if you looked at a fourth grade
Wait,
picture.
Serious?
That's so tight.
I love that you found your signature that young.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope.
Because I feel like it's like so like I always kind of envy like the easiness a lot of times of white hair.
Yes.
You know?
No, no, no. Yeah. Okay, granted, it's certainly easier. I will give you that 100%. But I had like super Jew frizzy,
so here's,
fracky, crazy
here's my
hair.
Thing. I always say there's kind of nobody who understands black hair better than a Jewish woman. Yeah. If they're like needed to be a not black person that understood, it's like a Jew because we're both at like the Diva Curl salon. We both got like weird perms once when we were like 11 and hated it. You know what I mean? Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, like I'm older than you, so like. Product in the 80s was really shit. Uh-huh. It was gross, but like mousse was invented. You guys weren't born yet, okay? Mousse was invented and everybody and like because it was foamy, people just like to use it. So mm-hmm. they just used it constantly all the time.
Wait, what is mousse?
No, I don't know either. Is it like
Do you really
the
not know?
Spray? Is it like a pump?
Do you really
like
not
a,
know?
No, is it like suds?
Fuck
like
a duck.
Okay,
I'm
wait,
so
hold on. How are we gonna go to this black woman?
So
what
like
is mousse?
Foam.
We're gonna fact check with Michaela. What is? What is? I'm gonna vet this. What is mousse?
It's like a foamy. It defines your curls and it like makes them really stiff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you, it's just
it's not good for any people. That's why so you don't know what it is anymore.
Yeah. So what's your hair regimen now? I was gonna say reg, and then I got scared. I was like regimen.
Well, I mean, there's nothing like abbreviating something or changing something and having it not picked up.
Yeah.
It feels like getting a word wrong when you're reading.
Yes. So what's your hair reg now?
Yeah. My hair. Well, because, you know, LA is a dry climate. Really, does anybody care about my hair? Really?
I do, kind of.
I do.
Because between the two of us, our hair took 25 hours to do.
Yes.
So we do.
I want to know what it's like on the other side.
Yeah.
It's something that I can, like, feel peaceful about like when I meditate.
It's like a nice bedtime story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how this white lady did her hair. Really, mama? Yeah, it only took 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So help us tell this story, Michaela.
Yeah. So tell
there
us
once
about...
was a lady named Michaela.
Yeah, the lady named Michaela. She's got white hair. White lady hair.
White
yeah.
lady hair. Yeah. Okay, this is not fair, okay?
Why?
Because my hair is my only superpower.
So you don't want to give it away?
But my hair, like, I don't want to make this weird, but like if you want it curly, it'll go curly. If you want it straight, it'll go straight. Okay, whatever.
That's
all right. Well, that's
not
fair.
Weird. That's
yeah,
not
that's
weird.
Fair.
That's
really, it's not.
Owning your truth. And,
yeah, like standing it. Like
yeah,
standing it.
You have it easier. That's cool.
Yeah.
so, that rules.
I do.
It's fine.
I do. I look like Ruth Bader Ginsburg the rest of the time, but that's okay. I have great hair.
That's a good look. Growing up, I broke multiple combs.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. There's a
I
lot
break
of
combs
just like
all the time.
It's like really like, damn, it's, am I super hot?
Or yeah, was it's it? Like it's like my hair has vagina dentita. You know that thing where?
What is that?
It's where vaginas have teeth. They have teeth.
Is that like an
that's
American
real.
Horror story?
No,
that
that's real
that's
life.
Insane.
Is real life.
That's real life.
Some I don't have
teeth in my vagina. Just
it
to
sounds
let you know.
Like you do.
That
if
makes
I
me...
did, I would have like done that episode one and just be like, guys, I got teeth in my pussy, and then just what
What's
do
up,
you
guys?
Got?
Phoebe Robinson got teeth in my pussy. See you later.
Cool. I've had fantasies that vaginas can grow teeth. Like
really?
Yes, what? Not like jerk off to that fantasies, but like fantasy like that would solve a lot of problems.
If our vagina teeth, yeah, it actually would.
Vagina teeth.
So if you could, like, activate it.
If a woman was, you know, president or other things, like, we'd all have vagina teeth.
Yeah. It also could, like, cause a lot of problems, too, because I have, like, allergies. I'm like, what if I sneeze and there's, like, a D in there?
Like, your dentures, they just fly out.
And I'm like, no! It's like, you know the first X-Men when Rogue's like, I hate my powers, I can't touch anybody. Like, I think I might be like that if I have vagina teeth. I can't touch. It's like the ultimate Kegel.
Yeah. I'm gonna get teeth installed in my vagina and then just seduce every old wrinkly ass white dude in Washington. And then I will end up.
You're like, that's like such a wild.
Right, but this is my, I'm trying to get on a Black History Month stamp, and like, this is the way to do it. This is how I'm doing it. This is how I'm doing it.
Now that is a bedtime story.
It's not. That's just what I was going to say. That's like not a bedtime story I could tell my child.
That is. You'll be like, there's this young Black girl, Phoebe Robinson.
Oh, you know your godmother, Phoebe Robinson? Let me tell you a fucking story about her pussy. That's ignorant. Don't put me in that position. Be cool.
I'm like literally saving America, so get over it.
Maybe. Like, but this was great, Michaela. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you. You're a goddess.
You are. Everybody give it up for Michaela Walker.
Yeah, we have so much left.
Do they know? Do they even know?
No one knows what's going on.
Oh my God, you guys are gonna freak.
Yeah.
Y'all know the freaking show Love, baby.
Yes!
Right. Have you, by chance, seen the movie Don't Think Twice?
Oh, baby!
No braggies, but great film.
So give it up.
It's not often that you get to be on a show that you're such a fan of, genuinely, and that I listen to every episode as it downloads, and then I tell everyone I know to listen to it, and I've read your book, and I can't wait to see I Love Dick, and obviously I know and love you, and so this is a treat for me.
Yeah, this is cool. Okay, so you got a boyfriend.
Oh, gosh, yes.
How long has that been going on?
Oh, 6 years, something like
dang
that.
Girl.
Oh, cute. That's great.
That's legit.
I love that. I don't want to pry too much, okay. But how did you guys meet? That's all I want to know.
Oh, okay. We met because he wrote a movie that I worked on for like 2 days. And so then we became friends after that, and then eventually we started dating.
Cute. Oh,
but, you know, this is the most I've ever talked about my relationship ever.
Ooh.
So
this
makes
like
me very
nervous.
That. That's cute.
Oh, yeah.
If you've been in a relationship for 6 years, have you never gotten the chance to electrically date, as in cyber date?
No, I have never electrically dated anyone. But one of my favorite things is to write the online dating profiles of guys in the crew of whatever I'm working on. Who will ever let me write their messages for them?
Can you do that for me?
Oh, I'd love to.
That would be great.
I would love to. I totally revamped a co-star's Raya profile recently. I really had a lot of opinions about his photos and song selection, and
did it help?
I don't think it did, but I felt like it was a better profile at the end of it. So, I would have been more likely
that's
to date
cool.
him. Yeah.
Yeah. That, no, that's a total improvement.
Yeah. Have you electronically dated?
I never did it.
No.
I tried like OkCupids. I did like one match.com thing, but it's not for me. I tried to get on Raya, but they like waitlisted me.
Oof. No. That is dumbass shit. That's stupid.
I know, but I'm like not famous and I'm not like an Instagram model. And I think those are like kind of the requirements for the women who apply to Raya, you know? So, but we'll make
Boo
it.
Boo to that then.
Thanks.
Do you have a thing where like you have to tell a friend that you're meeting a date in public, or is that just my paranoid?
Yes.
Okay. That's a smart. Yeah.
That's a smart thing to do. All right. Because I would feel like you don't know who these people are. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about serial killers, so I think probably I have a skewed view of dating at this point. But if you listen to the podcast Stranglers, it teaches you not to trust anyone.
Wait, so it's just about people who get strangled every episode.
It's about the Boston Strangler.
Ooh.
Is anyone listening to that show, or am I the only one?
You are? Yikes.
Yeah. And then you're like, that, okay, I'm caught up, so now Hollywood and crime, and then I was like, Crime Town, and then I felt really bad about the amount of true crime podcasts I was listening to. But if a man comes to your door and tells you he's a modeling agent, don't listen to him. That's what I learned from Stranglers.
Keep him out. What a creep. Yeah. Even if he really were a modeling agent, it's like, no, dude.
No. Yeah.
What? Why are you at my house? Also, again, I'm 5 feet tall. What are we doing? I'm like, get out of here.
You could be a print model.
I could be a model for kids with tits. that's my demo.
I love that. They should bring back Delia's and just make it that specific. You know,
model for Delia's. That is right. Like a model for Delia's.
That would be absolutely wonderful.
So what appeals to you about the... Because I can't watch true crime because I'm like, this is too true.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? I'm like, this is so real. Like, I can't.
Totally. Scary.
But you're, like, into it.
Yeah. Other than being a damaged person, I would say...
Is it thrilling? Do you have adrenaline? Is it like hot in a way? I'm just like, that's a lot of true crime.
That's a lot of true crime. That's a lot. I don't know. I feel like a good true crime podcast is also an interesting look into what was going on at the time, societally, with the media, with the police, with how they carried out the investigation. So I enjoy that.
Okay. Right. I
also feel like when I moved to Los Angeles, it's like the home of noir, so I started reading a lot more noir, and that sort of like shifted into true crime. I went on a true crime bus tour of LA one time.
Dude, you're a fucking truther. Like, that's amazing.
Wow.
But I feel like they ran out of things to show us on the tour, so then it was like, this is a dentist's office shaped like a burrito. We just went to a cemetery for circus performers, I think. But we saw some interesting things along the way. It was sad, though. You did think, what am I doing here? When they, like, drive you to a park, and they're like, a woman slammed her child's head on the sink in this restroom and killed her. And we're all like, interesting. I was like, what's wrong with me?
Dude, did you see the sight of Black Dahlia?
Oh, that's its own tour from the same tour company.
What?
And it sells out almost immediately.
I've never scored
tickets for the Black Dahlia tour. No. But Hollywood and Crime, one of the podcasts I'm listening to, is examining several other murders of women from the same era who they think may have been killed by the Black Dahlia killer. So I feel like I've covered that topic. But,
dude, you should do a fucking SVU episode. That would be so fucking funny. Yeah. For Gillian Jacobs to do an SVU episode.
I was on the worst of the Law and Order's Criminal Intent.
Yes! Yes!
To make matters worse, it was after the Vincent D'Onofrio era, so it was...
Oh!
Yeah. It was Jeff Goldblum's first episode.
Oh!
Did not even know.
That's amazing.
He did that shit.
Yeah. Is he as hot in person as we all think he is?
Do you even need me to answer that question, Phoebe?
Was he... Really?
He's very charming. He talks very quickly. He was like, it's great to see you. I think we have a little bit of a scene. We've got a scenelet together. It's a bit of a scene. I wish it was more, but it's just a little bit of a scene. It's pleasure to meet. And then, okay. Oh, wow. I forgot about this. So then about 2 years later, I had moved to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I was standing in front of my apartment building, talking to a friend. It's raining. These cars are at a red light. And I hear, I look over. A window rolls down. It is Jeff Goldblum waving at me.
Aww, I like that.
And then he goes, congratulations on everything. And I was like, me?
Aww.
You? And he goes, you look great without makeup. And then drove off. Okay, that's
hot.
Oh,
my gosh.
That is hot.
That's amazing.
I liked that.
That's amazing.
That's all I ever want to hear.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Okay, that'll work?
Yeah,
that'll work for me.
Is there a divide in opinion on the stage on
Jeff
Goldblum?
Well, I know that some people are like, Jeff Goldblum,
Wait,
I'm like,
you're not?
No.
What is what? No, you guys are being contrarian. I'm sorry.
Nuh-uh.
That's crazy. That's
I recognize he's handsome. I don't want to fuck him.
Like, it's just too
no,
much.
No, but I think that's kind of, like, charming for, like, a one-night stand.
You
that's
don't
want
to be so... It is such a, like, a Jewish guy move to, like, flood you with words. It's like, Jeff, you're already double my fucking height. I got it. I got it. Also, you're Jeff Goldblum. You don't even need to speak.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be like, oh, I hope I fuck him. I get that he's handsome and, like, sexy. And exotic to some people. But I'm like, I like went to Hebrew school with him. We just like are separated by a generation. He's like a kid I knew. You know what I mean? Like I feel like comfortable with him. You know? Like whatever.
I get what you mean. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You would like fully smash today.
Yeah. I mean,
you would today, Gillian? Jeff Goldblum today?
No, I'm in a relationship. I couldn't.
But like in fantasy world, like
in fantasy world, I just maybe I would like to listen. He loves to play piano. Maybe he could play some piano, and I would listen. That was another thing.
What is this fucking Casablanca thing?
Yeah, you can do that now.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Really? That seems very intimate to me. But in the episode I was in, they wrote in his piano playing into the episode.
Oh, my God.
So part of him solving the crime is going to a club and then
going up
on stage and playing piano.
What'd you do in the episode? What was your thing?
Yeah, what was your character?
Okay, so it was also unfortunate because I was neither victim nor criminal. And do you guys remember Criminal Intent? It would have like the long, confusing first scene where you like saw partly the crime go down and then you'd figure it out. So I lived in the episode, I lived in a loft, and a lot of people in my loft were being killed. And
up your alley.
I was sleeping with a lot of them, and so they thought I had something to do with it, but it turns out I had nothing to do with it. I also remember that it was like one of the first TV shows I was ever on, and I really didn't like the way they did my hair, and I tried to be like, maybe if you could do it, and they're like, that's what you're getting next. And it's a weird thing when you're like, I hate the way I look and it will be preserved for all eternity, but you don't want, okay, fine. And you just sort of,
I want to see this app.
Me too. Oh,
gosh. Like, how long ago was it?
This was before Community, so I would say it was like 2008 or 2007. And my favorite thing about it was that I got to walk to work a couple of days, which was just
lovely.
Like a dream.
That's lovely.
Okay. So we gotta wrap up.
Oh no, okay. Bye,
no,
thank you.
Don't run off.
Oh, I figured you just were sick of me.
No, we could do like an in closing,
okay.
Like sort of
in
thing.
Closing, I would like to say
yes.
Yes. This is where
you're
I give
cool,
a speech,
Gillian.
Right? In closing, I would like to say, you all obviously listen to this show, but tell five friends, because I think it should be higher on the iTunes chart.
Yeah.
And
no.
Woo!
True.
Not gonna lie.
If I've learned anything, it's rate and review. That's very key. And buy a Casper mattress.
Damn.
Oh my God. Gillian Jacobs, everybody!
Thanks, girl.
are Gillian Jacobs and Michaela Watkins.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solitaroff, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky.
Follow us on Instagram to see what outfits we wore to Bonnaroo, more like Bono. Hey, Bono. Roo.
Yeah, and subscribe and rate us, please.
You can't be annoyed at this point.
I'm not going to normalize this. I'm not going to normalize this part of the conversation.
Bye, Q. Bye.
Yep, it's a judge-free zone. Let it rock. Ugh, let it rock? Did I just say let it fucking rock?
Yeah, oh, are you 57 at a Whitesnake concert?
I said let it rock.